Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
It's looking. What the fuck is behind this sheet here? Let me see.
You gotta move it to the other side.
Move this thing over to you. Holy
what
fuck,
the
man!
Fuck is you, this?
What the fuck, Ortiz? You see this shit? Oh hey guys, fellas.
Oh
man, we found it.
Yeah, we got it.
Let's go. Let's check this thing out. What's going on? What the fuck is this?
Do you hear that? Oh no!
Oh shit! What the fuck, bro? Should I go first or you want to go first? In there?
No, you go first.
I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna check it out. What the fucking thing is? Some books and things. Is this a mattress?
Is
a mattress?
Why the fuck is wet?
Is that?
Don't touch it, bitch.
Hold on. Let's fucking leave that there. Hey, Tommy, mark that for evidence here. I think there's doo-doo on this fucking mattress. Let's keep looking. It's tunnel's a mile long. Jeez. Holy shit, fucking Christ. Let me go in here. This is a fucking secret room. What the fuck is this?
Hey, what the fuck is happening in here?
Yo, what the fuck is going on? Guys, they got a bowl full of calamari over here.
Get off the fucking table.
What the? To get him off the table, I'm going to check out this calamari. What the fuck? I thought these guys didn't eat seafood.
We need help over here. What are you doing?
No, I got to check this out. They
get the fucking kid. Why does somebody rollerblading in the middle of the... What's going on?
Let me try this. Guys.
What are you eating, bro?
It's calamari. I don't know. These guys got a bowl full of calamari just hanging out over here.
We find a fucking tunnel, and the first thing you do is try whatever the fuck you find.
Well, Ortiz, this isn't calamari.
I could have told you that, motherfucker.
These are foreskins.
Oh, my God.
These are foreskins. Holy shit. Shut it down. Shut this whole thing down. We got to shut this whole thing down. This tunnel's out of control. How far does this tunnel go, Ortiz? Did you use the iPhone measuring app?
Let me see.
Check it out. That's fucking shit. Guys, we broke this wide open. I'm making detective this year. Holy moly. Let's fucking go.
Bro, this shit lead to the Kentucky Fried Chicken on Broadway Junction.
Holy shit. Guys, we blew it wide open. We're becoming feds now. This is great. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Shlomo, sit the fuck down. Don't fucking move. Put your curls behind your back.
Where's the fucking dogs coming from?
What the fuck? These little hat guys, they go crazy, guys. They're digging tunnels, they're going crazy. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. But before we do, we want to introduce Victory Light, episode 17. Go listen to that while we get to the bottom of this fucking tunnel.
Stop touching shit with your fucking hands.
A victory light.
So stupid.
It's calamari.
Yo, I like Italian Americans try to Italianify shit more. Like, nigga, it's calamari, bro. You don't gotta drop the I, bro. It's calamari.
Yo, victory light episode 17, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rainy, he's still in Japan, you know what I'm saying? Go check out that Urban Tundra. He hit me up yesterday, texted me,
And it was he's doing content over there. But since it's in Japan, it's they censor the genitals. You know what I'm saying? So he's out here smashing cheeks. Well, you hear it's crazy. Japanese Pinot is crazy. Shout out to you, Randy. But we're in the building with the god, Lizbel Ortiz, the godman in the building. Uncle Victor's back from Italia.
From injury reserve. That careful back to have me fucked up.
He's back. He's from questionable to starting today. And we got the one and only DJ Hassan Insane on the ones and twos. I hope he takes his shit and juices and has a drop. So when he goes platinum, I get a plaque for just for the 12GB. Yo, I'm gonna do the guy's one ad lib in a song and then they give the nigga a platinum plaque. Like, yo, this shit went platinum, you win. Yo, you know who's winning out here, man? The Hasidic Jews of Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Boy, they out here. Liz, they doing shit that I could not believe.
Wow.
With my
40
year old eyes, yo. Like, they fighting police, man. So the story is they dug tunnels underground, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that they could. Apparently, so that they could do like synagogue and shit during COVID. That's what they're saying. But it's a lot of bro. This is a horror movie. This is an M. Night Shyamalan film. B. Like this shit. I don't believe none of these things.
I don't believe it. Get the fuck out of here. If you think that a synagogue is their church, right? That's how they pray. Yeah. Why the fuck they fighting the police then?
You know, he's fighting the police.
Why they fighting? And why motherfuckers is sneaking out the bitch?
Yo, he's strafing out the side door. Like, yo, chill. Working on his lateral quickness.
This has like a real like caught underage drinking vibe to it.
Yo. Right.
Like no one's really in trouble, but it's like, what are you doing?
Yo, listen. I'm gonna call your rabbi. He's gonna be very disappointed in you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna take you to jail though.
Now the video of the dude coming out of the floor, and the dude just got the phone in his face, and he's just trying to block.
Yo, Liz, yo, I see that shit, bro. I was like, yo, they put this thing out like they brought Saddam out the tunnel, bro. Like, yo, get out of there, Shlomo. Yo, I see you. Yo, but they keep them hats clean as fuck, man. That tunnel dirty as shit. Like, I would have came in there like, yo, I got to wear my beater kicks to go in here, bro. I ain't coming to pray with y'all in here with my fives, with the off-white fives. You crazy. Look, see, they got mattresses with fam. And look, man, it's Twitter, bro. So I'm going to read the caption and y'all can take it from it what you want. The niggas wrote in the caption, these mattresses need to be forensically examined.
Yes.
For sure.
Very true. Because what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yo, and it's crazy because, like, yo, the place is called Chabad Lubavitch. And I read this shit the first time, my fucking dyslexic guys. I thought that shit said Chabad love a bitch. And I was like, yo, this is a short state? Niggas built a short state tally underground? Why you niggas built a considered Hasidic niggas? Bro, people see them and they wear this crazy gear and all this other shit. Wow, they regular, they be fucking and shit. I know you know what I'm saying? Them niggas get horny, they turn up. I drove through that neighborhood one time, I was DJing in Brooklyn. And I don't know Brooklyn. You from Brooklyn. I don't know Brooklyn. You know how Brooklyn to Bronx thing is like another planet.
Right.
So I'm driving through. It's like 3-4 in the morning. I waited for the shit to cash out. Get my little $150 cash for playing them Bow and Greenpoint. I end up driving through fucking Crown Heights. All fucked up. Lost. GPS ain't working. Six of these niggas jump out in front of my car. Liz.
No.
Yo, stop. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm about to run these niggas over. Like, yo, nah, I'm about to get jumped by six Hasidic dudes. Like, yo, this is crazy. I heard things. They don't like black people in their hood. Did you see me? Look at this light-skinned Steph Curry nigga. I thought they was about to get my ass. Bro, I stopped the car. They're like, yo, your headlights are off. I was like, yo, bro, I'm over here shitting a fucking matzo brie. And these motherfuckers just want to tell me my headlights was off. This is crazy. They built a short stay telly under Crown Heights, yo. That's crazy with the toddler mat. They got Liz, tell me if I'm lying. Those is the mattresses that you sleep on when you go to your Titi's crib in DR.
Yes.
And they got suspect electricity.
That's 100% fact.
Yo, well, you got to sleep under the moquitero, bro, under the mosquito net.
And they still get in that bitch? Bro, I am absolutely astounded at the fact that they have built a tunnel underground.
Yo.
And now they're mad at the police for finding this shit. they trying to rush their boys out of there and shit.
This literally looks like something out of Arrested Development.
Yo,
I'm sorry.
Thanks, bro. Even the camera work, bro. Like, it looks like fucking.
It's a lot of single camera sitcom right now.
Yo, fam. Look at this.
Fucking NYPD, bro.
Yo, that nigga's athletic ability is zero. Well, man, he had a roll over a bench.
NYPD don't have no physical training no more. No. I could be a cop right now, today, yesterday, bro.
You and me. We go up there just lying like Cat did. Be like, yo, I ran a 4-140.
This motherfucker down here bopping. So it make me, they got Word. Music playing and we can't hear it. What's going on?
What's going on? Because, yo, my favorite genre of meme is when they take like some like merengue shit, like Omega or like some Dembo, and put it over the, like the Hasidic party, because the shit always syncs up mad perfectly.
When they get sturdy, like, yeah, they get sturdy in the circle.
Yeah, they be eating. They be eating.
Niggas getting wild sturdy. Curls going everywhere, bro. Just sweat dripping off the curls. Niggas got the future hats on deck, bro. This shit is crazy. At least niggas smile with cuffs on, bro.
Show me the law that says you can't build a tunnel.
That's what he's saying. He said we got the lawyers on deck, bro. You know what I'm saying? You stupid, bro. I got six brothers at Yeshiva Law right now. Right. They about to take you out. You're bugging, B.
I don't know. I just feel like they worked so hard to do a tunnel. and then these motherfuckers built a tunnel, right? They spent probably years building that tunnel, and then they just covered the shit with a sheet.
With a sheet? Do not go in here.
Do not open. There's nothing here.
We promise ain't shit back here. This is just occurring.
Also, just like, and I said this actually, like, as men, they probably started digging the tunnels and they looked at each other and they're like, yo, this is mad fun.
Yo, because you know, baby, yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yo, when niggas get together and start doing manly, quote unquote, right. Manly shit.
Did they find any women in this?
Come on now.
Bro,
you know the answer to that.
The whole community been knowing about this, because you telling me you didn't notice that your man been gone,
you know,
after
just
work
happy they were out the house.
Every day Come for on. The last 6 months?
Coming back with mad plaster on his curls? Come on, son.
Also, in their defense, New York City infrastructure is so slow to get anything done. They took matters into their own hands.
This is true. We need to tell
this is low-key commendable.
Let's call the DOT. They're like, yo, pal, listen, it's going to be about 12 and a half years before we get started on that project, all right? Contracts out for bid.
That's the most fun that NYPD has had in a lot of time.
Fam, I want to hear every single microphone from every single Petruzzi, Politano, Napoleano, every single fucking Italian cop. I want to hear all the audio. That shit is fire. You know, they say some, they pulling out the Mitchell and Ness slurs for them motherfuckers, B. The throwback slurs. Like, yeah, it's the fucking, the Circle Hat gang over here. They over here doing some weird shit. What else is new?
The curly bandits.
Yo. Fam, yo, this shit is so ill. And then, listen, the shorts they underground is crazy. Them building a tunnel is crazy. The way that I, and it's the most fucked up shit for me is like, when you think of just like, quote unquote, regular niggas building tunnels, I think of like Shawshank Redemption. Like, they doing that shit with like a spoon.
Right.
Like, they thinking out of jail, bro. Like, I don't think like Chapo Operation, bro, where they got trucks and shit. It's like four niggas in like black suits with like little spades, like just digging holes, just digging.
Nah, them motherfuckers had a whole operation. They had tools.
And shouts to them. Everybody stayed down. Like, the cops showed up and it wasn't like, some of them were like, nah, I didn't really bang with them. Everyone was like, nah, we all bang with them.
Nah, it's why it's
they trying to rush them out.
Shouts to them, yeah.
Rico, who?
They kept the 10 toes down. Solidarity.
Yo, we get on that Tekashi shit over here, B. This real Brooklyn.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, and then to fucking make matters even worse, bro, there's a guy, like, you know how like the broken clock rule, shout the victim of saying shit off, Mike, the broken clock rule, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yes.
This fucking weirdo, Richard Stroker, I'm gonna say his name wrong, it's Stroker.
You mean Dick Stroker?
Dick Stroker of Fox News and The Blaze, host of the Dick Stroker show on Rumble, you know what I'm saying?
Is that a Pino?
Yeah, exactly.
sound like
the ill fucking $299 Pino that comes in a pack with six other Pinos, shrink wrap. He said, yo, he tweeted on December 11th, I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my New York apartment. I live at ground level and we have no basement, in parentheses. Then he said, before that, on November 7th, this is when everybody's like, yo, this motherfucker's crazy. November 7th, he said, there are Jews living under my apartment. I hear them like they are digging or something. For the record, I live at ground level and we do not, in all caps, have a basement, mad exclamation points. Then a nigga quote tweeted this shit and said, in all caps, I am not crazy. Then he said, for the record, I had to delete my original post months ago because people call me schizophrenic and anti-Semitic. Apologize, community notes. Yo, Dick Stroker said, yo, I got receipts.
Oh, my God. I could just imagine his fucking mind, bro, when he's trying to fall asleep and he just hear motherfuckers getting sturdy under him.
Like, yo. He's like, yo, what the fuck? Nigga, wake up, like, yo, hold on. I was gonna say shorty, but he ain't got no shorty. Like, his dog is like,
I feel like what that's proof of is the fact that, like, they really just, like, the tunnels were just fun for them. Like, I know there's probably, if they're trying to get to synagogue, I get it. Like, I get it. But, like, they were just hanging out in the hallways, right?
Yo, fam.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, they're making enough noise that he's realizing that, like, people are just like, yo, like, cutting up in Yiddish. Right before service starts.
They're just freestyling. They're throwing a J. Arms Volume 22 instrumental. And it's just going hammer down there, bro. Like, just rapping about everything. Yo. Yo, but the shit that be killing me about Dick Stroker is... He's like, yo, fam. He's like, yo, give me my, like, yo, I want you niggas to apologize to me right now, bro, because I was saying this shit and it's real, it's true. I promise you.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I would too, because you telling me I would think I'm losing my fucking mind.
You know what I mean?
2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear motherfuckers digging under you. You ask your landlord, yo, who you got living in the basement? No, papi, nobody. I don't have nobody.
No, I go down there. There's nobody there.
And then 2 months later, motherfuckers is here. We discovered a Jewish tunnel. Motherfuckers been building for months.
And yo, it's crazy that you said this shit too, because you know they hired Dominican Super and he was like, yo, shh, Julio, please don't tell anybody about this. And he's like, no, papi, I'm not talking. When you go down there behind you, she.
That's not me. Baby, I live on the 5th floor. That's it.
That's it. That's not my business. I mind my business. Okay, Saul?
Let me ask you something, though. What if Dominicans were building that tunnel? What would we be doing in there?
We would get blown up immediately because after day one, we'd be down there smoking hookah, the dembo. Niggas gonna smell a weed smoke and shit. Hey! There's gonna be a fight because somebody's baby mom's gonna come down. Oh, you, tú estás dentro de él.
Ah, para eso que yo estoy pariendo niño. That's what I'm having your children for, so you can be down here smoking weed.
No, mommy, listen, I'm just down here with the fellas, bro. You know, we're just here, we're chilling.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. Bring your bitch ass upstairs.
I'm sorry, yo, don't hit me like that, bro. It's embarrassing in front of these niggas, man. Come on.
Bro, we would have not been able to finish. We would have, it would have been 10 of us, and they would have been like, what the fuck is going on over there? Too many of y'all in one place.
Flooded the second you got to La Marina.
Oh, shit, bro.
Nobody would have thought about that.
No, nobody thought about the nosy doña that's going to be like, hey, mira, yo están haciendo algo por ahí.
No se sabe.
No se sabe, pero tengo que... Eso es droga.
I see it. Drugs.
Drugs.
They got drugs. They got drugs. There's women, and there's too much men in one place. No. I don't like it.
And it's ill because you were saying, Victor, earlier, like, yo... Like, fam, they just having fun, COVID, they want to go do synagogue, fam. I'm here to tell you right now. Niggas was doing all that shit without digging tunnels during the height of COVID, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga. I was outside doing graffiti like a demon, bro. Smoking Newports back to back, doing all types of wild shit. No mask, just going hammer. And I have a lot of dirtbag friends that was like, yo, you coming to the underground jump off tonight?
Yep.
With, yo, Boo Boo the Dancing Bear is gonna be there. I'm like, who's Boo Boo the Dancing Bear? It's the big shorty that been dancing for 25 years. You know what I mean? And she get busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, where is this? Oh, it's that so-and-so's crib. They got houses in Queens and shit where they would just shut it down and throw parties.
Yep.
I'm like, fam, y'all don't have to do that. Y'all could have just went to the building next door and told the Dominican Super, like, yo, listen, we're going to pay you, like, yo, here's 500 cash. We're going to use 4B to do all the Jewish shit. All right? We're going to do Rosh Hashanah.
That's how you know they down there doing something they not supposed to be doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, what the fuck are you hiding from?
What are you hiding from, bro? Nobody, the porter's not going to snitch on you, bro. He needs that check. Yo. He was down there wild. He was down there cooking meth. He was down there doing so wild, B.
It had to be. I don't believe it. Yo. Talking about they had a church. Motherfucker, we got those above ground. What you got to be underground
come
for?
Come on. You got an underground church? Say hip hop, nigga. They over there fucking battling each other over fucking Mobb Deep beats? Nah, man. Get the fuck out. Dick Stroker was right.
But once in his life, he was actually right.
Free Dick Stroker!
Yo, for real.
Yo, oh my God. Speaking of dicks getting stroked, bro.
Wow.
Fucking Stephen is. Hey, yo. The biggest dick you've seen thus far, Jason Whitlock. Liz, I don't know if you're familiar with Jason Whitlock, but he is. Like,
yes.
You familiar with him? Like the worst absolute.
Yeah, for every coon there is, I know them just so I could stay away from.
Thank you.
I know all their names.
Oh my God. She got the list. She got the. It's like the Epstein Island list, except like righteous.
Exactly. Just coons.
Jason was like the biggest coon on the planet.
Look with at the big, hat.
I was about to say, baby, with the biggest collection of fucking 1932 Humphrey Bogart fedoras. Them shits is, man, this nigga looks like he plays Magic the Gathering professionally, bro.
Those are the ugliest forehead wrinkles I've ever seen.
Fam, that motherfucker, her forehead looks like a topographic map of the Appalachian Mountains, bro. God damn. Get this motherfucker out of here, bro. He had the audacity, he said some shit about Stephen A, that Stephen A came out, and we got one, Victor represents Queens, bro, so Queens get the money, shout out to Queens. Stephen A went full Queens bridge on this motherfucker, bro. He lowered his voice, all that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's been listening to Victory Light. I know you a Victory Light fan, bro, because he said, did you tell him that? You bitch. And I was like, wow, what a biter. I know you stood up and you did the Leo meme, the DiCaprio meme, you put it at the TV like, yo, that's my shit, nigga. Flow, ball for ball.
Yo, I watched that shit last night. He blacked on him.
Yo. Like, I never see, like, I've been watching this dude for years. Like, he's a staple ESPN sports reporter dude, like, been around for years and years and years. I never seen him like this, yo.
Yeah.
Like, when you talk about he blacked on this dude, bro.
He called his pastor, bro. Before he filmed, he called his pastor.
Yo, let me make sure I'm doing this shit right.
Let me ask for forgiveness beforehand.
He did the DMX shit. Lord, give me a sign. I'm about to cook this thing.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that because that'll guarantee my spot in heaven. Yo, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
That part. Just talk to the pastor first. Yo, it's cool if I just curse this guy real quick.
But his pastor also said, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yo, I want to join that church, bro.
Right.
He's like, yo,
Jesus blacked
is.
A couple times.
Exactly.
Yo, facts, yeah. Bro.
The first time I squared up, I went to church to ask for permission first, and then I went out and
bust, dude. He was in the booth like, yo, what do you have to confess your sins, my son? He was like, nah, I'm about to fuck this motherfucker up.
In
I'm telling you ahead of time.
I'll be back
and get this shit out the way. Yo, when he put the finger on the temple like that,
You know somebody angry when they talking to you in a calm voice.
Yo.
Because I've seen him upset before. But to see him like this, just calling him a fat bitch.
Yo.
A fat bastard.
Yo, you nigga said, you fat piece of shit.
He said he wasn't gonna have pallbearers.
Yo!
This is to the death.
God.
Yo, fam, this is blood feud, bro. Like, this is yo. Listen, yo, Steve, yo, shout out to my guy Steven Espinosa. This is the fight we need to set up. Whitlock versus Stephen A. Smith, 12 rounds, Vegas, at the Mandalay Bay.
I'd go watch that.
Hell yeah.
I'd pay good money.
We judging this shit. Let's go, baby. Yo, Stephen A, my guy, I know you listen to the fucking program, you know what I'm saying? Because you bit Liz Bell's flow word for word, ball for ball. Fight this motherfucker for charity, B. Fight him for fucking, like, I don't know, man, Palestinian children or some shit, bro. Fight him and let all the money go to something good, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you got enough, though. But beat this nigga's ass one time, bro, for everybody, for
yes,
all of us.
That's the problem, bro. Jason had his ass beat in a long time.
Thank you. And we was talking about that shit before. It's a lot of motherfuckers moving around like they never been punched in the face. They never been jumped. This motherfucker needs to get jumped.
I have
jumped.
A question, though. What the fuck is he famous for? Because I couldn't find it.
Thank you.
Is he just famous for being a tap dancing, boot licking coon?
Bling! Liz Bell for three, swish, bang! She hits it, the game is over!
That is a terrible thing to be famous for.
Fam, he's the worst. Like, he was like low key, kind of like legitimate sports dude for a minute, and then he was just like, yo, you know what? I'm going to pivot and say, like, Colin Kaepernick is like, you know what I mean? Fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's when he really dug in. And he was just like, yo, fuck him. I love police. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, whatever. Like, yo, just
I love police.
Yo, just put the shoes on and went full fucking Savion Glover, bro. Just like, tap, 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 tap.
Wow.
Crazy. Now, that's his thing. Now, that's why he's, ESPN won't pay him. No other, and Stephen A. blew him up. They were like, yo, that's why nobody's paying you, my nigga. Like, you can't get a job nowhere. You got to do this shit by yourself because that's the only person that's going to work with you is you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even your fedora left. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what's crazy? I look at that picture of him, and I remember what Cat Williams said last week when he said, all my enemies have the same eyes. That man has the same look, yo, bro.
That man got luggage under his eyeballs, bro. He you got too many bags.
You can tell when he go to sleep at night, he think about everybody he jealous of.
Oh, my God. That shit is just full of tears that he won't let go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The jealousy tears that he won't let go, man. That's why he
just turn into anger. Make no sense.
Fucking coward. Yo. He know shit about the motherfucking tunnels, though. Yo, fuck this nigga. But yo, I got a banger tweet that says, Jason Whitlock always dressed like he's hot on the trail of a Costco box of Ding Dongs. And with that, we'll be right fucking back. It's Victory Light, bitch!
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
We back, pussies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Victory Light, episode 17. We in the building. We were just talking about a sports beef previously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Stephen A. just went back to superior athletes.
Have either of them ever played games?
Yo, Stephen A. Smith played basketball in college, and the whole history of this shit is so murky because he's on, like Cat Williams said, like, these motherfuckers be lying.
He hooped with his boys for 2 weeks.
Yo.
He was like, yeah, I want to talk about this for the rest of my life.
He played 9 games. And he averaged 1.5 points, Liz. 9 games.
God,
like,
1.5 points,
dog. And that's his stat line for the rest of his life.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all he needed.
From one sports beef loser to another sports beef loser, we got two motherfuckers that's basically owned by a fucking Bob Iger. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers in the offseason, they power wash his driveway. Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers is going at each other because Aaron Rodgers said, with his whole entire damaged, toradoled up chest, yo, motherfuckers really don't want that Epstein list to come out, especially Jimmy Kimmel. We talked about this in a previous episode, but this shit got legs. But you know what the crazy shit about this is, Liz? Like, Aaron Rodgers is what my white neighbor will call a wackadoo.
Okay.
who's always spitting conspiracy theories and people are banging, dunking on him because of that, mm-hmm. which he deserves, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. But he came on to talk to Epstein shit, which was crazy. Then he came back. He got hot. He got hot off of that. Then he came back and he was just like, yo, you know what? I'm hot, but I don't even care. I'm going to come back and make it more hot for y'all. Fuck your show, Pat. Now we're going to go and clap back at Jimmy Kimmel, who clapped at me in his corny monologue. You know what I'm saying? So now at this point, I'm just like, bro, both of these motherfuckers is whack. Just like, it's like when you on your block and you see two bitches you don't like and they about to scrap, and you just...
Get ready, man.
Let me get comfortable.
Yeah, let me get a snack. Let me get a cold snack.
Because both of you hoes is horrible people.
Yeah, you know, you gotta let them scrap.
And this goes back to your point of, I'll let you say, taking microphones away.
You see how you said you was going to let me say it and then you said it? That was the most male thing you could ever done,
cut
bro.
Mute us all right now.
No, honestly, I think it's funny that we have a bunch of new sports talk shows. It's amazing, right? Beautiful for you guys. It's just male gossip. That's all it is. It's a bunch of old, messy sluts arguing with each other, spewing conspiracy theories, and just wilding on each other. There's no sports being talked about, bro. Who the fuck is Aaron Rodgers? Why the fuck is he arguing with a TV show host? What the fuck is going on with Steven? Steven never played sports in his life. He got a sports show. He talking to a motherfucker who physically all he do is make fedora hats in his crib. Where are the balls, bro? Where are the fat booty baseball players? Where are the motherfuckers throwing? Actually, where's what's this dude's name? Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Travis Kelce?
Can we have interviews about numbers and stats and other shit that I don't care about, but y'all do? Why y'all being so messy, bro? But you know what? I'm living for it because then I could also participate. I love it. Keep being a messy bitch. The ladies love it. We live for it. And guess what? Your audience does too.
Yo, because yo, it's a two-way street, you know what I'm saying? Because it gives for every woman that I've ever been involved with, it gives them ammunition to be like, motherfucker, you can't say shit about what I'm watching.
Yeah.
You wake up at 10 o'clock to watch two niggas in suits argue about Tim Tebow.
And they be wilding on each
other. Like, what? Like, yeah, screaming. Because you talking about, like, you never see Stephen A. We see Stephen A jump up and down, scream, stomp his feet. Are you talking about the Dallas Cowboys?
I specifically remember when they put Lamar Odom back into the game. He had a rat and he was like, your first choice was to put Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
Yo, you know he's a TV ass nigga because he looks straight.
Yeah.
He said, who was on crack? Yo, that word crack, the way he said it, had like, it ended, it was spelled CRACKXKXKKKK. Yo, it's a crack. I was like, yo, damn.
No, but it's true. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel, two terrible men. I try to stay out of shit like that. Fuck each other up.
It should just be finding us, B. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're doing God's work right now by having to digest this nonsense and throw it out for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We are basically the fucking septic tank, you know what I'm saying, under your crib that filters all the dookie out. You know what I'm saying? We eat all this dookie and talk about it so y'all don't got to even watch this shit, bro. You're welcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thank you on behalf of
also, it's news to me, bro. I didn't know Jimmy Kimmel was married to Sarah Silverman.
Bro, yes.
Vic just put me on. That's crazy to me.
Yes, bro. The kings of blackface, bro. The kings of blackface. Yo, people be forgetting. Yo, Jimmy Kimmel, they always pull up like the Karl Malone when he did like the Karl Malone. He's like, doo-ba-doo-boo-ba-doo. And it's just like, bro, come, like, fam, that's wild. And listen, it was a long time ago, and like back then, it was different times, and blah, 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 blah. Fam, that shit aged like an avocado in the sun, my guy. You know what I'm saying? And the internet is forever. So they got video of you, full blackface, dressed as Oprah, standing on top of a Latina woman, talking about, this is how I lose weight. It's by jogging on the back of my maid, Guadalupe. I was like, yo.
Jesus
nigga,
Christ.
Nigga, where's the joke in that? Where's the fucking joke in that,
my
nigga?
God. And that's a problem. Like, you want to be racist and not funny,
and
motherfucker?
Not funny, bro.
At least make the shit bearable. Because guess what? I grew up in a, I could take a little funny racist joke.
Hello?
If it's simple and it's quick to the point, little slapper, funny though.
Bad.
These motherfuckers be having thousands of dollars put behind them on a budget, skits, writers, and you come up with bullshit.
I'm gonna have to stop you right there. Millions.
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 Millions of dollars. They get budgets. They get people paid to write jokes for them, and this is what the fuck you come up with?
Oh my God. Listen, as a person who has been part of that machine, I can tell you right now, a lot of these motherfuckers writing this shit, they should not be writing this shit, bro. They should be writing recipes, nigga. Go get your grandma a cookbook, nigga, and transfer the shit over by hand into a new joint that you got from Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it on Etsy.
You know what else?
Nobody's too good for a T-Mobile job. I feel like we're losing the art of regular workers.
Yes.
Bro, just because your pops was the owner for a fucking firm don't mean you got to be the next one up.
No.
Leave the money. No. Go be poor for 2 months. Find yourself. Go do some other shit and let the real workers find what the fuck they got to do.
Yo, y'all got it really. It's really. Yo, I don't know. Somebody said this shit. I'm not going to take credit for the joke, but it's real. It's like Reagan dropped crack in the hood. And now, I don't know, whatever administration dropped podcast mics in the hood, bro. Like, yeah. Yo, listen, we're going to have all y'all doing all this shit. And listen, bro, I can say that shit with my whole chest. You know why? Because I'm one of the OGs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this shit in a whisper voice, B, because I'm going to get my Stephen A on real quick, 5 seconds. All you old motherfuckers out here doing podcasts and shit like that, man. Oh, you got video? That shit is cute. You know what I'm saying? We got video coming soon too. We got guests. Nah, nigga. It's victory light or nothing, B. You know why?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's Lizbell, it's Min, it's Victor, it's Hassan, it's Rainy. You know what I'm saying? And we got this shit on smash. You heard?
We tired of listening about the 50-50 dates. I don't want to hear about how your shorty don't want to make you a lunch. I don't want to hear about how you want to you testing a shorty out before you could even marry her, and you got to put her through the ringer for 8 years.
Oh,
we're tired.
Yes.
We're tired of the dialogue, bro.
Two presidential terms. Damn.
Yes, motherfuckers. Get
I
all
seen
these
Obama's
podcasts.
Whole career and I ain't get married. Fuck you, nigga. That's what I'm saying. As a woman, fuck you, bro. You made me go through the Obama's 2 terms and you ain't put a ring on it. Suck my fucking clit from the back. Fuck out of here.
Goddamn.
That's real. But nah, you're right, yo. Because it's like, it's a lot of talented people out there, but the market is just, shit is so saturated with
you
bullshit.
Know what it is? Honestly, me trying to think of the reason. People like to be heard and they're just like, yeah, I want to be heard. But if there's no point to what you're saying, you just find shit to talk about.
Yo.
Which is why there's so many 50-50 conversations and so many like incel and anti-women, anti-men, just all this bullshit because it creates engagement. And then people could argue like, oh, I would never take my bitch to Red Lobster. I don't know what you on. Oh, I would never go to Applebee's. It's just, it just creates argument and engagement. So I get why they do it, but it's also like, bro,
yeah,
we have better things to do with our time.
Come on, dog.
If you have a podcast out there, let's have a fucking brawl, bro. Bring your producers.
That's it.
Bring everybody you know. We're
fuck
gonna have
softball.
A brawl.
You know, niggas be having a team softball game. Fuck your company softball team, bro. Come and fucking scrap.
Yeah.
On 183rd and Creston, nigga. We'll be there right there in front of the bodega, bro, with no shirts on, all of us. You heard?
Facts.
Shirtless, oiled up, ready to rock. B, I'm throwing you face first into the first fire hydrant I see. I don't fight fair. You know what I'm saying? Liz gonna jump on your neck, bro, off the top of a fucking Toyota Sienna.
You haven't been DDT'd, bitch. Because that's what's gonna happen for you.
Yo.
Oh my God. I'm getting a headache, man.
Yo, facts, bro. I'm a fucking chest sweating, bro. What the fuck?
Yo.
And then I look up and I see, I am not crazy. There are Jews living in my apartment.
Yo. I laugh at the gaslight. It's the people who's retweeted him like, yo, you're anti-Semitic. Yeah. You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a racist asshole.
Yo, Dick Stroker, cope. We'll be right back.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah.
Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
A victory light.
Welcome back. This is Elon Musk, and this is my new podcast, Genius Man. Because I'm a genius man. And one of the things, topics I wanted to cover was, a lot of people don't know, the average IQ of U.S. Air Force pilots is about 120. The figures I've seen for major airline pilots range from 150 to 130. By contrast, Joe, I mean, the mean IQ of grads from those two United Airline HBCU partners is about 85 to 90, based on the average SATs at those schools. It will take an airplane crashing and killing hundreds of people for them to change this policy, this crazy policy of die. Because people die, and they're fools.
Let me ask you something. You ever thought about shutting the fuck up? You ever thought about moving the mic that's in front of you to somebody else? Like, more intelligent than you?
But I'm a genius.
No, you're not. Your dick shrinks every time you speak. It's non-existent. It's coming out your ass.
Is that what my doctor told me? It was a
diverticulitis. You paid your doctor to tell you that. Did you not remember? You don't remember giving him the script?
I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. Fucking stop.
Victory, bitch! Yo, he really fucking said that shit with his whole chest, bro.
Yeah,
I read that shit. I didn't make that up. That wasn't a joke. Yo, Meryl, you mad funny? I didn't just make that up. This motherfucker really said this shit on Twitter, bro. That's fucking crazy. Be like, but listen, these type of takes is like. Because you were saying, like, yo, motherfuckers shouldn't have podcasts. I feel like these insane motherfuckers should have podcasts, because it's just, like, yo, we need the memes, B. We need the memes. We need the memes.
No, we don't, bro. No, we don't.
Imagine this motherfucker.
No, look, I'm going to back Mayor up here. You want Trump in office, or you want him behind a podcast, Mike?
Yo, I want him dead.
I want him dead.
That's what I want. Yo, you know what it is, bro? Yo. It's different for me because I'm a woman. I feel like we're subjected to so much bullshit. It's not funny no more.
It's not funny no more.
It's like, because the thing is, you put it in as a joke, and then people start to believe it. It's like the Joe Rogan podcast to me, where it's like, bro, this dude is actually fucking insane. Like, he's having an episode on air. We're watching it. And motherfuckers is behind him like, yo, I'll be seeing that shit too.
It's true.
So it was just like a bunch of crazy motherfuckers you're absolutely right.
That's true. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, no, when I fell off in the third round of that fight, when I fell and I hit my head, and I started calling myself Sally for 2 months, and I forgot who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm better now. You know, the doctor.
Yeah,
said
you would believe that.
Yeah,
right.
The CTE is mild. My doctor said.
Yeah.
So the Earth landing was fake.
Do I think that these things will be fucking hilarious? Yes. A Donald Trump podcast will be hilarious.
Oh my god! Imagine that Donald Trump doing a podcast, but not even like a Dream Champs. Like, what are them? Like, who's the dude from the UK?
Piers Morgan?
No, he's like a rap dude. He's like the new Tim Westwood.
Central C.
Central C.
No, he's like a Charlie Sloth. He's the guy that people come in and they freestyle. Oh, for him. Okay. And he'd be like, whoa, bombs, fire. My God, that's boss, fire,
like
fire.
British Funk Flex, like.
It's like that. Imagine Donald Trump having that shit. And motherfuckers just come to talk to him, and then they got a freestyle halfway through. He's like, yo, I got fucking Mike Pence here. He's going to freestyle about his horses. Like,
bro.
Man.
That shit sound like something I would never watch. Not once, not ever.
That shit gonna drink the tubi.
Cause yo, people will start to take this shit serious, no matter how. And the thing is, like, we find Donald Trump as a joke, but he takes himself very serious.
Very.
He's 100% spot on with like what he thinks he's saying. He believes in that shit, and so do his supporters.
That's the shit that fucks me up the most about the whole shit. Is like, yo, I don't want to walk around feeling like I'm the smartest thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, but these motherfuckers, I'm like, yo. It's very easy for us to be like, yo, that's bullshit. That's some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to your point, there's people that's like, nah, he's spitting.
You know what it is, bro? And I learned this in network marketing. It's because they're rich. It is.
Yo.
Because Elon Musk is a billionaire and Trump is rich as fuck too. People, the average Joe, looks at them and they're like, yo, this dude is a genius. You could be fucking ridiculously stupid. But because you make money, it's like, nah, this dude is,
yo,
he's out of this world, bro. And it's like, no, the motherfucker just know how to make money.
Yo.
The same way you know how to pack a good pack of strawberries because you've been doing that shit for 15 years. Yo. He know how to make money because he just knows how to exploit. He probably know how to create products. That does not mean you go to this motherfucker for political fucking research.
Yo, that part also... Trump is like fake rich. He's like deacon rich. Like,
I have assets, have a lot of money, you know, in the Cayman Islands. A lot of people didn't know that. I have money in the Cayman Islands, Long Island, Rikers Islands, seen all islands, Caymans to Rikers, like Cam said.
So, Epstein Island.
I've been there, done that, you know. Won't go back. Not trying to get indicted again. You feel me? But you know, y'all, listen. His whole, I don't want to. The shit that you're talking about is so fucking on point because it's like, yo, how dumb are you niggas, man? Like, and the shit is like, bro, you don't got to be smart to make money. All you got to do is have a rich dad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my kids are rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't mean they smart. You know what I mean? No shots. I love all four of y'all. You know what I mean? But I'm still, jury's still out. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Meryl Judy, you're very smart. You know what I mean? Meryl the third, you got a good jump shot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Zuzi, my princess, you know what I mean? You got it. You know what I'm saying? But yo, it's, we gotta wait and see. You know what I'm saying? But that's the facts. Donald Trump did not get it out the mud, bro. Elon Musk did not get it out the mud. None of these niggas made it happen.
Exactly.
They all got tremendous loans or like a tremendous, like I tell motherfuckers all the time, bro, just the simple fact, you being born with a silver spoon, or it don't even gotta go that far, bro. It could just be, yo, you were born in this country and your pops knows the lay of the land type of shit. He knows all these tax loopholes.
Yep.
He knows how to finesse. Yo, your tío that owns a bodega, he's underwater in debt because he don't know them stupid loopholes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all exploiting the shit out that shit. You know what I mean? It's basically like the crime, you know what I mean, that's happening. And speaking of crime that's happening in these streets, I need you to explain some shit to me because I don't understand this shit at all.
What's
Stanley
that?
Cups, yo.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Reading this shit and my dumb ass is like, yo, niggas talk about hockey, bro? They walking around with hockey. Like, what is this, bro? Is this just another style of like swole bottle type of situation?
Hold on, bro. For some reason it's not loading.
It's okay. This is a smash and grab, bro. He just tried to grab this shit and
they're
run out.
Fighting for them like they're PS5s.
So. Bro, it's crazy.
Yeah, like, this shit don't make no sense, bro.
What is like, it's just a cup?
It's a cup. It's just a plastic. It's a metal cup with different colors and shit.
Don't tell me that.
They be having different accessories and shit now for the cups. They got warmers. They got snack holders. They got straws. They got little bear tops for the straws. Bro, it's like a cup pyramid scheme. Cause the rich bitches got all the fire cups, all the exclusive joints, and the poorer you are, the less cups you have, the less accessories you have.
Oh no!
But they're fucking wildin', and I'm gonna tie this up. to bitches who ain't got shit to do. Your husband is at work. You in the crib playing with fucking Sally for 17 hours a day. You ain't got shit else to do. You don't have no hobbies. You don't got nothing to do. You like, you know what? I'm going to go stand out for a fucking Stanley Cup. I'm going to take my child. We're going to sit in front of fucking Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning until they open. And this is going to be my personality until my husband cheats on me and I leave him.
Yo, wow. Yo, yo, son. Yo, my God. Yo, fam, when Kat was like, yo, I read 3,000 books as a child. Yo, Liz read 8,000 books as a child, B. Yo, that shit was so, yo, and it fucks me up because it's like, what is the point of this shit, bro? Like, you know what I mean? It's like people, like, I'm going to get fake deep. Like, shit just has the value that you attach to it.
Exactly.
I'm like, nigga, I got six. Bro, I get so many of these fucking cups that Heather's like, yo, throw these shits away. Because every time I go to a fucking thing, they give me the little tote bag with the fucking t-shirt and the cup and the thing. I'm like, yo, how many of these fucking things do I need? Be like, the whole point of this shit is to stop creating waste.
Exactly.
Stop creating, but I got less Polar Spring bottles in the crib than I do fucking right. Yeti cups and Swell bottles and fucking Circle bottles
it's
Stanley
really
cups.
Over consumerism, bro. Ugh. Way too much. Why the fuck they got bags for the shit?
Yo.
They got straps so that you can have it. And they have different colors so you can match it with your outfits and different colors for the straws. It's like, bitch, you drinking water or gold? What the fuck are you doing? Yo. And I saw some bitch who had like a 40 fucking cup collection.
Bro, come on, man.
There's not enough liquid, bro.
Nah, bro.
What are you doing?
Nah, don't give me. Don't fuck. Nigga, that shit better be full of Beyonce sweat, bro. if you got me standing in line for 38 hours, bro. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, bro.
You come into her crib, she just has all her Stanley Cups lined out like they're Cause dolls.
He's like Cause dolls.
Bro.
He's like, yo, this is spring, summer 22. You don't know about this. There's a limited run of 50 of these. Like, nigga, it's a cop.
And I get the people who's just like, yo, why can't just people have nice things? Why can't they just enjoy? Bro, a fucking Stanley Cup? You camping out at 4 o'clock in the morning? Bitches was outside with tents and shit.
Yo,
that's cold with a blanket. You waiting for them to open up. And then you buy a bitch bucks deal, because I don't even want to say their name on air. When you know what the fuck is going on in Palestine.
Yo, look at this. That's crazy. Yo, he tried to truck stick him. Yo, he tried to hit him with the man.
He promised his shorty that shit.
Yo, thanks. You know what? Damn, you just took me there. This could be a very, at first I was like, what a dumbass. And then I'm just like, bro, he must love his shorty.
Yeah.
Because, yo, we seeing your whole ass and your Fruit of the Looms hanging out, getting beat up by security, bro, for them cups. Y'all can't see this, but I'm gonna tell you what it says right here on the sign. This nigga trying to run out of a target, and the sign says the clearance run. Nigga, you almost made it past the clearance run, fam.
Hell no. He did.
He's like, I got my two joints. He got the pink one for his shorty. He got the purple one his mom's wanted.
Nah, he flipping the second one.
Second one's going on.
He got that vibe. You don't think, after all he just went through? Nah, after all he just went through, bro.
Second one's going on Amazon for $800.
You know how scary it is to have white women with those coats and those Uggs standing in front of you?
Yo, fam.
Trying to stop you from doing something?
Yo, that's the IDF right there, bro. They going after that.
First of all, he need to be in somebody's league.
Yo. Yo, he truck sticked the nigga crazy.
Also,
he picked the 5 extra yards with that one.
Bro, there is nothing or no job that I would do this for.
None.
You want to steal?
None.
Coge otro. Go grab two more.
Go get two more. Yo, I'll bring them. I'll help you load your car, my nigga. There's nothing that I'm protecting this strongly, bro.
Right.
But it looks like it's not even workers that are like stopping.
Yeah,
it's like civilians, bro.
Civilians?
Like, you're a fucking civilian. Like, what are you doing?
You don't get nothing from that, bro. Take your ass home.
I would have been like, yo, I'm going to help you get these shits out of here, breathe. If you get me, let me get three of them joints. I'll block for you. I'll be the right tackle. Yo, I'll open up the hole, my nigga. You just get to the end zone. I just need three of them cups. Bro, he kicked a garbage can. He's like, yo, fuck that. He got the Edgar.
Nah, shorty put pressure on him.
Yo. Oh, he did a little. Oh, he tried to do this. Yo, he's doing athletic maneuvers, bro. He tried to do the stutter step. Yo, nigga, he's the stutter stepping in the truck stick? Bro, he's an athlete.
Oh, my God.
They start holding the NFL Combine in a Target now.
yo, thanks, bro. He's crushing. This is Raul Ibanez out of Fordham University. Right tackle. Yo, yes. He's ready, bro. He said, time for some action. Look at this is on Instagram Live. Matt LMAO Skulls, OMGGGGGGG. Where's Rosen. Security? Let me tell you something right now. Nigga, I could be security at a motherfucking NICU and I'm not going this hard, bro.
Yeah.
Chase some motherfuckers out, because this is crazy, yo. Like, fam. And the thing is, that this is another thing that I learned from my boosting days, bro. Like, allegedly, from my boosting days. They tell these motherfuckers, like, bro, just let him go. Like, don't, because if you fuck around and try to stop this dude and twist your ankle and you sue us behind that, it's way worse than this motherfucker getting out of here with two Stanley Cups.
Yep.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
So, yo, listen, I guess we leave it here after recording and we're going to run down at the Target down the block and get all them Stanley Cups.
We could flip the shit out the bitches, bro. You hit up a school lot for at 3 p.m. when the mom's outside waiting.
We set up a table with that shit in fake Gucci bags. Yo, listen, y'all, you know what time it is, baby's tail end of the program, and we're going to the mailbag. I don't know why I sang that shit like fucking...
like a fucking Blue's Clues intro.
Yo, facts!
We got to get you one, though.
Let's get to Steve money. Yo, man, who we got? Who's on deck, baby?
Kitchen ad 3753 asks, at what point should a dude give up on his balding head and just shave it all off?
When you've repented all of your sins. When you've forgiven yourself for all the damage you have caused the women in your life.
Until then, you must rock that horseshoe like
you must suffer
as a badge of shame for all the foulness you done did in your life. Yo, listen, Kitchen. I feel like you just asking this question, you already know the answer. Because niggas don't start asking this
right.
until it's low tide on the hairline.
So you start questioning.
Yo, so here's the thing too. Like, it depends on your skin tone, B. If you are super duper light skinned, bro, or if you're a white guy, fuck it, bro. Just be bald. Rock the hair of the baldy. Because when white guys with baldies just look intimidating, bro. You look like a fucking
neo-Nazi.
Like a neo-Nazi, bro. Like, you just look like you are like you like fam, like, yo, I just support the idea fully. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just out here just being weird and scary. You know what I mean? the darker you get on the skin tone meter, the better a baldy looks on you. Jada Kiss rocked the baldy his whole career, and he ain't have to. That man has the strongest hairline I've ever seen in my life, and he was rocking a baldy in his prime. I was like, bro, that's crazy. Like, I'm hating. Like, you had that hairline this whole time. Like, you said, men are messy, gossiping bitches. I'm looking at him hating, like a catty bitch. Like, you mother, how dare you?
Right, for you to just actively, like, you don't even have to?
Jason Dekiss, how dare you?
Jason Dekiss?
How dare you have a hairline that strong and have me out here looking like this? Looking like a coconut that washed up on the shores of fucking Lake Havasu. Nigga,
oh, man.
Like, what the fuck? God damn it. Listen, bro, if you're mad light-skinned, just rock the Homer Simpson and be a dad, bro. Go full dad, rock nothing but flannels. Dress like the dad from that 70s show.
What if he don't got kids?
Then, hey, bro.
Be the dad who stepped up.
Yeah, that part. Let's go, man. Don't be the stepdad, be the dad that stepped up. Front. Just get mad. Joe, go to Michael's, get some picture frames, pull the fake pictures out with the kids and the shorty. And be like, yo, this is my girl. These are three kids. They not mine, but they mine in my heart. You know what I'm saying? Be Word. That guy. If you're a white guy, just be bald. If you're darker skinned, or you know what I'm saying, or if you're ethnic, as soon as it's low tide on that hairline, bro, just let it go and start growing a beard. And if your beard don't connect, they got Beijing, bro, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Because then when you get in the pool, it's going to look like a pen blew up in your book bag. And you're going to be looking crazy out here in these streets.
Shave so that shit.
There you go, kitchen. Shave your fucking wig. Well, who else we got?
Entrepizzle asks, teacher here.
Hey.
What advice do you have for a Yacoubian devil teaching these kids when it comes to issues like gun violence and gang affiliation?
Yo! I'm assuming you yourself are a Yacoubian devil, you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to find the way, because this is, yo, I ran into this a lot working in the schools. It's like, because I started as a teacher's assistant, as a paraprofessional. So it was like, yo, these niggas don't relate to you, bro. Like, mm-hmm. You came here from Teach for America, you're from New Hampshire, you know two black people, and that's because you went to fucking Penn State, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you dormed there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you think, I had a teacher, bro, come in, and these is 13-year-old kids. Like, this is like the Get Light era, right? Where it's just like, Ron Browse is killing it. Like, hey, we pop champagne. Like, all the kids is getting light in the hallway. Like, all this stuff. They not, all that real hip hop, they like, fuck that. This motherfucker's gonna come in and say, yo, I got it. To me, like, yo, I got it. I'm going to get these kids. We're going to get them reading. Like, they're not going to say, suck my dick, mister. You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da-da. He's mad hype. I thought this motherfucker was going to be like, yo, I ordered mad Domino's pizza for the kids. Da-da-da-da-da. And it, my broke ass, I'm like, oh, we got pizza? We get pizza? It's about to be lit. This motherfucker pulls out the Tupac poetry book. And it's like, yo, God. I'm going to get these 12-year-olds hype off this Tupac poetry. I'm like, these niggas don't know who Tupac is. Tupac has been dead for 100 years to these motherfuckers, bro. They're listening to Ron Browse. You know, I'm waiting in the club. Give me $20. They're listening to that guy. They don't even know who Tupac is. Bro, I felt so bad for this dude, bro. As soon as he backed out this book, they were like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck suck my dick, mister? Like, Mr. Nothing. Like, I'm not even going to say. I'm not censoring your name. They just never called the nigga by his name. Mister. It was just
Damn.
Mister. Yo, mister, fuck out of here. This is some bullshit. Nigga, fuck out of here. Oh, and then the smartest student in the class is a girl. Oh, because we black? Oh, because we black, we're going to listen to Tupac poetry? That's what you thought?
Right.
Like, I'll read the Pearl, you fucking pussy. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yo, man, listen. My teacher advice, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm pass you the rock as a civilian. My teacher advice from being in the trenches is kids smell try hard a mile away, bro. They smell try hard a mile away, and they are going to eat you alive. You know what I'm saying? Part of it. It's not COVID, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I mean? Something's going around.
COVID.
Yo, facts. Y'all acting like this shit ain't, like, yo, it's, that shit, like, that shit was an error.
Everybody's like, yeah, I got some. It's not that, but it's that. Motherfucker, it's that.
It's that. It's stupid. That. So listen, Entropizzle, don't try so hard, man. Stick to the curriculum. Be yourself. That's why I tell these white people that be coming to the hood, bro. Just be white. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, friend, don't try to, like, don't, yo, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'll never, ever, ever forget this shit, B. I remember being 15, 16 years old in high school, going to my guidance counselor's office, starting to talk about, like, yo, college, this, that, This motherfucker gonna come up on me and be like, hey, man, sit down. And then he's going to do the fucking classic white guy teacher shit where he flips the chair backwards and sits on it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, to seem more
I'm
cool.
I'm like, yo, nigga. I was like, bro, I ain't seen this shit since Boy Meets World, bro. Like, what, the shit ain't cool, bro? Get the fuck out of here. And that's why I dropped out of college.
Oh, that's why.
Not because I was selling ecstasy. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Don't try too hard,
oh,
man.
Was that early 2000s ecstasy?
That shit was
hitting. That was the good ecstasy.
The good E, bro. Them triple stack Supermans, bro. Have you flying for 3 days. They just draw the shades. Bro, we're going to be in here for a while. Throw in that chill compilation from Head Candy. Like, yo. Nigga just listened to house music for 12 hours straight.
Jesus Christ.
Latin House by Little Louis Vega. What advice you got for this guy, man?
For the Yucubian devil, I'm going to say exactly what Meryl said. Don't try hard. Don't bring out a fucking Tupac book because that's the only black person you remember. And if you want to talk about gun violence and gang affiliation, don't talk about the Crips and the Bloods without mentioning the KKK and the NYPD. So
God damn. Get him.
Yeah. So that I get coming to inner city schools and you want to talk about what happens in our neighborhoods, but let's be honest and let's be real. Bring your history with you too when
Liz,
you're teaching
these
kids
for the future.
God damn.
I know we say a lot of funny shit on here, but that's not even a joke. You give me hope for the future.
Let's fucking go. Liz the godmother bitch. Episode 17. We up at this motherfucker.
Pow.
A victory light.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.